farmers and consumers depend on guest workers. Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture.
America's farmers and ranchers need this labor force, and we need to have a certainty of having that force, and we need to get the issue solved.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman speaking earlier this week about the need for immigration reform that would include a guest worker program that farmers depend on to harvest their crops. That, in turn, would help U.S. consumers continue to enjoy the world's safest food supply.
Consumers should be very concerned about this issue in terms of their food supply. Our estimates are that 30% of the fruit and vegetable production will move outside the borders of this country. We'll still have fruits and vegetables. Some of the same people actually may be working in the fields producing them, but they'll be coming in from outside of this country, and I think our consumers would probably rather have those products produced here in the U.S.
But unfortunately, the Senate plan to overhaul the country's immigration laws was defeated on Thursday when 53 senators voted against moving the debate to a final vote. Supporters needed 60 votes to cut off debate and forge ahead, but only 46 voted in favor. However, Stallman said the vote was a setback, not a defeat, and said the Farm Bureau will continue working with Congress for meaningful immigration legislation. He also spoke on how the Farm Bill debate was shaping up.
The Farm Bill discussion is moving about on schedule in the House of Representatives, a little behind. The subcommittees have moved forward with their deliberations. The full committee will hopefully bring out a bill the first part of July. The Senate has not even started yet, so it's difficult to see how we're going to meet the September 30th deadline for when this current law expires. But the debate is unfolding, and it just is probably a little slower than a lot of us would like to see.
Stallman says the basic structure of the 2002 Farm Bill is working, not only for farmers, but for consumers and the environment. But they have made a few specific recommendations, among those being the establishment of a standing catastrophic assistance program that doesn't duplicate the coverage offered by crop insurance. Have a great day and join us Monday on the TRN.